Thank you very much for coming out on a Saturday night. Professional. I'd like to open up the show with a brand new song, a little tune I like to call my opening song. This would be the second verse. Thematically speaking, it's the same as the first. To kill some time, think I'm gonna change the chords. Now I'm right back where I used to be before. I gave it all I had, oh I tried my best. Oh, come up empty, I swung and missed. So hit a little something, goes something like this. Hit a little something, goes something like this. Oh, I got myself some paper and a ballpoint pen. Sat down to write y'all a musical gem. A song, safe to say, I don't mind admitting, would have been the best I ever wrote had it been written. Kill some time, think I'm gonna change the chords. Now I'm right back where I used to be before. I gave it all I had, oh I tried my best. Oh, come up empty, I swung and missed. So hit a little something, goes something like this. Hit a little something, goes something like this. Here comes the fancy part. With a little ingenuity and a lot of ambiguity, I could write a tune you won't forget. My lack of inspiration could be ample motivation, but I can't feel anything motivating yet. Well, the song I didn't write would have made your day, would have taken all your troubles away. It would have soothed your soul, lifted your spirit. None of which can happen, cause you're never gonna hear it. Kill some time, think I'm gonna change the course. Now I'm right back where I used to be before. Gave it all I had, oh I tried my best. Oh, come up empty, I swung and missed. Hit a little something, goes something like this. Oh, hit a little something, goes something like this. It's not easy being famous. It's a burden I bear. Yes, there are some good things. There are many negatives. I was in New York City not too long ago in a taxi cab. The cab driver looked into the rear view mirror, looked back at me and said, "You're him." I said, "That's right." He said, "What's the name of that movie you were in? I hate it." Often people will come up to me and challenge me, see if I remember their names. I mean from like 30 years ago. I was with a friend of mine not too long ago and this woman comes up to me and she said, "What's my name?" So I turned to my friend and I said, "Can you help this woman? She's forgotten her name." I was in a restaurant a while ago, lunch, having some soup. And I had that soup spoon full of soup about a half inch from my lips when this guy walks up to me, sticks his cell phone in my ear and says, "Say something funny to my girlfriend." So I set down the soup spoonful of soup, took his cell phone, and I said, I knew your boyfriend when he was gay. True story. Christmas shopping for the well-known can be a bit of a difficult experience. A couple Decembers ago, I was in a mall looking for gifts for my loved ones. Everybody was watching me. Everybody. Even the mall Santa. Little kids were all looking right in my direction. Ended up going down to the bathroom of the mall. Went into the restroom there and got myself a stall. Sat down, proceeded to do my business in my private little sanctuary. And the restroom door opened and these footsteps came back around. Walked past my door over to the urinal. Whoever it was did his business while I did mine. And then he was done. And those footsteps started heading back to the restroom door. Then they stopped. And then they came over to my stall door. And then I saw at the bottom of my stall door a hand with a piece of paper and a pen. And a voice on the other side of the stall door said, excuse me, Mr. Daniels, I hope I'm not bothering you. But would you be so kind as to sign an autograph for my wife, Loretta? So I took the pen and the piece of paper. And I looked down at the floor and I saw some black, shiny vinyl boots with some white fur on the top and red leggings. So I took the pen and the piece of paper and I wrote to Mrs. Claus, wish you were here. Hit a little something goes something like this. Yeah, hit a little something goes something like this.